Bless you, O Lord of heaven and earth. We bless you, O Lord of heaven and earth. Heaven and earth. Heaven and earth. Heaven and earth. Oh, heaven and earth, we bless you, O Lord of heaven and earth. We bless you, O Lord of heaven and earth. Heaven and earth. Heaven and earth, hallelujah. Heaven and earth, oh, heaven and earth. We love you, O Lord of heaven and earth. We love you, O Lord of heaven and earth. Heaven and earth. Heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth. Oh, heaven and earth. Father Almighty, we love you. We appreciate you. There's no one like you. All power belongs to you. You can do, you can undo. Oh, we give you all glory. We are proud to be your children. What a privilege to call you Daddy. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, today, as we begin to discuss the wonders of creation, we pray that your healing power will go out to all your children. That everything that is out of order in their bodies, you will put right today in Jesus' name. And if there's anyone at all that needs spare parts from heaven, my Father and my God, give to them in Jesus' name. Father, we are praying that before this night is out, your children will sing a song of victory. Amen. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Well, let someone shout hallelujah. We want to thank the Almighty God for what he did yesterday. And we trust him that he will do even better today. Knowing our God for who he is, that he always reserves the best to the last. So we are sure that every day will be better than the one before. Amen. Today, as we consider the theme of the convention, which is wonderful, we want to look at the wonders of creation. And our text will be taken from Psalm 139, verse 14. Psalm 139, verse 14. David says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. I will praise thee. Why? For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Everything God creates is good. Everything that the Almighty God created and may be creating is good. When you read Genesis chapter 1, verses 4, 10, 12, 18, 21, and 25. Genesis 1, 4, 10, 12, 18, 21, and 25. Each one says, whenever God finished creating something, he will look at it and say, this is good. And if the Almighty God says something is good, that thing must be really, really good. But when he came to the creation of man, from Genesis chapter 1, from verse 26 to 31, Genesis 1, 26 to 31, he looked at his last creation. He said, this is very good. Very good. And since you are part of that last creation, it means, in the opinion of God, not anybody else, in the opinion of God, you are wonderful. Oh, there might be people who may not think so, but you don't pay attention to them. Pay attention to the Almighty God, the one who created you. He made you wonderfully. He made you fearfully great. You are wonderful. But the real wonders of all the creations that he created, including you, is based or is found in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Revelation 4, verse 11. That's where the Bible tells us that he created everything for his pleasure. How is that a great wonder? Well, I will explain it to you, because that is the reason why I am sure that by the special grace of the Most High God, you are going to be healed today. Yes. Let's begin. Let me take parts of your body one by one, and you will see how God created you for his pleasure, and that will lead to wonders for you. Psalm 47 verse 1. Psalm 47 verse 1 tells us that he made your hands to clap. Because in Psalm 47 verse 1 he said, clap your hands, all ye people. That's including you. He made your hands to produce music for him by clapping. In other words, you might not be able to play the guitar, you might not be able to play the organ, you might not even be able to drum. But you can clap. Thank you. He says, all ye people should clap their hands. Now, where's the beauty in that? The beauty in that is that if he sees your hand withered, if he sees your hand gone lame, he will be displeased. Why will he be displeased? Because the hand that is withered cannot clap. And if it cannot clap, then it will not give him pleasure. That is why you find in Mark chapter 3 from verse 1 to 5, Mark 3, 1 to 5, when he entered into a temple, and he found a man there with a withered hand. The man with the withered hand did not pray. He did not say, Lord Jesus, please heal my hand. Jesus went ahead and restored the hand to wholeness. Why? So that it can clap. And that's why I can with authority decree that every hand that is not functioning, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, even before I finish preaching, receive your wholeness.
Amen.
What about your legs? He made your legs to dance. Psalm 150, verse 4. Psalm 150, verse 4. He expects you to praise him in the dance. When you are dancing, you are pleasing him. And so you can reach the conclusion straight away. If he sees your legs crippled, he is not pleased. And if he speaks to your legs, legs, why are you not dancing? I made you for my pleasure. And the leg says, I am weak, that's why I'm not dancing. I'm paralyzed, that's why I'm not dancing. I've suffered a stroke, that's why I'm not dancing. The Almighty God will do something about it. Acts chapter 3, from verse 1 to 8. Acts 3, verse 1 to 8. The Bible tells us of a man born lame. They carried him daily into the front of the temple. Unfortunately, the priests who were going and coming out did not realize that the situation of this man is not giving pleasure to God. Until one day, a man of God filled with the Holy Spirit saw the man there and said, silver and gold have I none. But what I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. The man did not just rise up and walk. The Bible says he rose and started leaping. Walking and leaping. That's dancing. And praising God. The leg says, we are weak. He said, receive strength. In the name of the one whose name is wonderful, I'm decreeing to all those legs listening to this sermon now that our disease, rise up.
Amen.
Walk.
Amen.
Begin to dance.
Amen.
He made you, my brother and my sister. He made you to praise him robustly. That's his purpose. Like in 2 Samuel chapter 6 from verse 14 to 16. 2 Samuel chapter 6 from verse 14 to 16. The Bible says David was dancing. He was leaping. He was praising God. He was a king. He wasn't too big to praise God robustly. That's why you find out, say, when you want to dance, dance the David's dance. That's why I feel uncomfortable when I see people who feel because they are big, they cannot praise God robustly. I hope you will change that now and begin to dance. When you really dance, dance before God in such a manner that God will see you. If others don't appreciate you, don't bother them. I mean, don't bother about them. God did not create you for them. He created you for his pleasure. So when in Mark chapter 2, I'm sure you now understand. When in Mark chapter 2 from verse 1 to 12, Mark 2 from verse 1 to 12, they brought a man, four people brought him in, completely helpless, through the roof. If you study that story very well, you make some very, very interesting discoveries. Number one, the Bible says Jesus saw their faith, not the faith of the man who was carried in. The man who was carried in, we are not even sure whether he had any faith to be healed. But Jesus saw the faith of those who carried him in. The man who was carried in has not said a single word when God jumped into action and said, "Son, I forgive your sin." And when some people were grumbling, he said, "You can grumble as much as you like. Son, get up, carry your body, go home. I did not make you to be a burden." I hope you are listening to me tonight. The man, the Almighty God, who made you, did not make you to be a burden to others. He made you so you can stand up on your own, so you can dance, so you can dance robustly. So those of you who are sick, sick in the head, sick in the hands, sick in the legs, receive the word of the Lord. Be healed tonight.
Amen.
Do you know that he made you to increase and multiply? To produce after your own kind? Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Genesis 1, verse 28. The first words that he spoke to man is, "You are blessed." The Bible says he has pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. That'll be topic for another day. In other words, he has pleasure in your being blessed, not in your just managing to survive. But then he went further to say, increase and multiply. So when he sees your womb. Dying without fulfilling the purpose he ordained. He is not pleased. And so he will correct the situation. Oh, you know the story. Genesis chapter 18 from verse 9 to 14. Genesis 18 from verse 9 to 14. He saw Sarah. Sarah was 90 years old. And God had told Abraham, through your seed, I will bless the world. Through your seed, I will bless the world. And gave him a wife called Sarah. Sarah, your womb is to produce the seed or multiply the seed that you will receive from Abraham to produce a son that will fulfill my purpose. The Bible said by the time God was speaking, Sarah's womb was dead. But because he made your womb for his pleasure, he resurrected the womb. I decree in the name of the one who sent me, every dead womb will come back to life.
Yeah.
Do you know that in a negative desire to fulfill the purpose of God, you find that some wombs, when they wait and wait and they couldn't produce a child, they begin to produce fibroid. Because they know that they were made for a purpose. That's why I decree every fibroid will dry up tonight.
Amen.
And every womb will become productive.
Amen.
And I want you to know there's nothing called too late for God. As far as fulfilling his pleasure is concerned, nobody is too old. Let me proceed. Do you know he made your mouth to sing? Everybody can sing. Oh, don't mind the choir masters. God bless them. They ask you to come for audition. And then you sing. And they say, this one, maybe you should go and be an usher. Your voice, hey. Tell them, there's an organ in heaven that has your voice that will match it. Because he created you to sing. In Psalm 34, verse 1, Psalm 34, verse 1, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. He did not make your mouth to complain. Not to murmur. Not to backbite. Not to query him, not to challenge him, but to sing praises unto the Lord. That's why he says clearly in John chapter 4, from verse 23 to 24, John 4, 23 to 24, he said, I seek for worshipers. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Do you know he says that even if people don't like your voice, If they say you can't sing, he said, make a joyful noise. At least when it comes to noise, they don't check which key. He said, open that mouth. Use it to make a noise that is joyful. When the noise is joyful, it is music to the ear of God. And you know what? If you read Matthew chapter 12, verse 22, Matthew 12, verse 22, you see an interesting story there. They brought to Jesus a man who was blind and dumb. When Jesus healed him, the blind and dumb both spake and saw. It should have been the blind and dumb both saw and spake. But God is so anxious to hear the shouts of joy. He calls him to speak first before he could even see. Let me hear somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why I have good news for those of you who may have problems with your voice. If you are dumb or you are a stammerer, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, before this night is out, you will be singing melodiously to God.
Amen.
I've told you the story of the testimony of one of my daughters. I've known her as long as I knew my wife. They were in school together. Then suddenly she was sick. They had said she had cancer of the vocal cord. Before I knew it, they said the only way to preserve her life was to cut off the vocal cord. By the time I went to visit her at UCH, they have already removed the vocal cord. And you know the meaning of that? That she will never again speak. I visited her. I comforted her. I prayed. I know my God. My God can reverse the irreversible. Months passed. Anytime you want to communicate with her, you will phone her and she will text back because she couldn't talk. And one day I traveled. I returned from a journey. As I was coming down out of the car, I saw a woman who was rolling on the ground. What's wrong with this woman? I looked more closely. And she looked at me and said, it is me, Daddy. I can speak again.
Hallelujah.
All of you who are dumb, my Father will open your mouth this convention.
Amen.
And you begin to sing unto the Lord.
Amen.
And you know what? The Almighty God wants you to be a man or woman of faith. Faith pleases him. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Hebrews 11 verse 6, he said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And he made you for his pleasure. He made you so you can please him. As a matter of fact, in Romans chapter 14 verse 23, Romans 14 verse 23, the Bible says, anything that is not of faith is sin. That's how much God is pleased by faith and how much he hates doubt. But then God knows, according to Romans chapter 10, verse 17, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Meaning what? If you are deaf, it displeases God. Because he knows if you can't hear, then how is the word going to come? And if the word can come into you, where will faith come from? And faith pleases him. So in Mark chapter 7, from verse 32 to 37, Mark 7, 32 to 37, they brought someone to him who was deaf. Deaf and dumb. He healed the fellow so the fellow could hear and speak. And if you read that story, you know what? It's one of the few places where everybody present praised God. They said, he has done all things well. He made the dumb to hear, the dumb to speak, and the deaf to hear. Are you deaf? Oh, thank God for those who try to make signs to tell you what's going on. But most of the times, those of us who are watching them, we don't even know whether they are interpreting correctly or not. Wonderful people. We just see their hands going up and down. It's just like in the olden days in my village, when only the headmaster could pretend to understand what the white man is saying. Whenever the white man comes to the village and they call the headmaster to come and interpret, whether he's saying the right thing or not, who knows? I'm sure you know there's a lot of problems when it comes to interpretation. When somebody says he's a big man, the interpreter might say he's a fat man. What am I saying? In the name that's above every other name, every one of you that's deaf, tonight, God will open your ears. Yeah. And even if you are in the very jaws of death, so much so that he himself has confirmed it, not just the doctor saying there's nothing more we can do, God himself says there's hardly any hope for this, you know, your pastors had come to pray for you and they said, well, hope all your ways are already right. We hope you have written your will, etc., etc. If you can remind God that only the living can praise him, only the living can praise you. You know, he will turn the tide. Because in Isaiah 38, from verse 1 to 19, Isaiah 38, from verse 1 to 19, a king was sick. And God sent a servant to go and tell him, put your house in order because you are going to die. It's a confirmation, even from God. And the king said, Lord, only the living can praise you. You already have a mighty, mighty mass choir in heaven. I'm here on this side of the eternity, praising you. If I die now, you lose one praiser here. God said, I give you another 15 years. All of you are listening to me today that you are still breathing. In the name that's above every other name, you will be made whole. Yes. Because the Bible says, let all that has breath praise the Lord. Now, it's not only that. What about eyes? I've already told you that when he sees the blind, he will open their eyes. When he sees the deaf, he will open their ears. The dumb, he will open the mouth. Withered hand will be made whole. Weak legs will receive strength. But there's something wonderful about the fact that he made eyes. Psalm 94, verse 9. Psalm 94, verse 9. He said, he who formed the eyes, will he not see? Oh, you say, well, that's talking about him seeing. That's important. Until you see the wonders of the fact that he formed eyes. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9 says, the one who formed the eyes, his own eyes are running to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on your behalf. He sees ahead of your enemies. Your enemies can only walk. The Bible says your adversary, the devil, like a running lion, is walking about. But the eyes of the Almighty God is running to and fro. And when somebody is walking and another is running, the one who is running will arrive first. Because he formed the eyes. Long before you get to the trap that the enemy has set for you, he will take care of the situation. What about ears? I've told you, if you are deaf, he will open your deaf ears so that you can hear the word of God. But there's an additional thing there. And that is found in Psalm 94, verse 9. The same Psalm 94, verse 9. He said, he is the one who planted the ears. And so he can hear. As a result of that one, in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, Jeremiah 33, verse 3, he said, if you call on me in the day of trouble, I will answer you. He will hear your prayers tonight. Yeah. When you read Mark chapter 10, from verse 46 to 52, Mark 10, 46 to 52, do you know there was a beggar by the roadside? And there was a great multitude following Jesus Christ. And a lot of multitude means that a lot of noise. Because all these people, nobody told them to keep quiet. So they were as noisy as they could be. And the beggar cried. And the Lord heard him. I'm encouraging you tonight. God is going to hear your prayer.
Amen.
Tonight is the night for your healing.
Amen.
If you cry unto him, he's going to hear. And when he hears, he will answer. He will answer. He said, not only will I answer, he said, I will show you great and mighty things that you have never seen before. There are wonders waiting for you. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, there are wonders about to happen. Because he made you for his pleasure. That's why any part of your body that is not functioning well will receive a correcting touch from him today.
Amen.
But let me conclude. There can be only one problem. Only one problem. Which you have to deal with straight away. Because according to Isaiah 59 from verses 1 and 2, from verse 1 to 2, Isaiah 59, 1 to 2, it says the hand of the Lord is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is there heavy that he cannot hear. It's only your sin that can create a problem. Only your sin. And so if you know yourself, you know you are doing things contrary to his will, don't you stop it. Why don't you cry unto God and say, Lord, if I don't know what sin is, it is, show me so that I can make restitutions, so that the way will be clear for my healing to come. Because this is your night of healing. I will tell you two short stories, and I will allow you now to go and cry unto God. I know that even as I'm speaking, the power of God is already working in your body. Amen. I've told you the story of one of my students. Was my student when I was at the University of Lagos. Then he was on youth service by the time I transferred to the University of Ilorin. And he was passing by, going to his station, when he suddenly fell sick, was going to the north. And so he told the people, please take me to pastor, take me to my pastor in Ilorin. He wasn't a member of the church, but you know, we were together at the University of Lagos. Anytime he ate rice, that's when the problem begins. The doctor will say, he's allergic to rice. Can you imagine being allergic to food? The food that the Almighty God said we should receive with thanksgiving. So they brought him. And I was about to pray for him when the Almighty God said, hey, before you pray. Because in those days, you know, we were much fewer. I'm ready to lay hands on anybody. Your dog is sick, I will lay hand on the dog. Your car is not working, I will lay hand on the car. Before you lay hands on him, he has a restitution to make. And after a little bit of investigation, I discovered that when he was in the secondary school, he went home to collect school fees. The father had no money, but a neighbor had a bicycle. So the father stole the bicycle, sold it, and used the money to pay the school fees of his son. The owner of the bicycle woke up in the morning to discover that his bicycle was gone. So he pronounced a curse, because his bicycle was his Rolls Royce. Pronounced a curse. Unless the one who stole my bicycle does not eat rice, that's when he will not be sick. And then the curse must be on him and his family forever. The old man who stole the bicycle didn't know that there was already a curse placed on him. He kept on eating rice and died. And the curse flowed over to the son. When the son told me the story, I said, that's simple now. Is the old man whose bicycle was stolen alive? He said, no, he's dead. I see a son. He said, oh, yes, yeah, at least I know one of his sons who's in secondary school. I said, good. Now you have some money. Will you buy a bicycle for the young fellow? I said, with all pleasure. I will do so as soon as I can get to work. I said, there's no problem. As I was about to pray, God said the matter had been solved. So we just prayed a simple prayer. And suddenly my friend says, I am hungry. And I said, go ahead, my food is on the table. And the food on the table is rice. A boy went and just finished my food. My wife had to prepare something else for me. As soon as what was causing the trouble was moved out of the way, the healing power of God flowed. Whatever is causing your own trouble, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God will reveal it to you tonight.
Amen.
One more story before you pray. You've heard it before, so at least the old ones among you. There's a family, very, very close to my family. We were almost like one. And the wife was sick. They took her to the hospital. The doctor said, there's nothing more we can do. Take your wife home. And so they brought the wife here in a coma. When I saw her, I said, no, Daddy, you have to heal this one. I mean, this is part and parcel of my family. You have to perform this miracle. I laid my hands on her. I prayed, and I felt the anointing of God flow like a warm oil down my hands onto the head of the woman. When my hand touched her head, the anointing withdrew, flowed back. I ran to the altar, fell on my face, and the Almighty God said, don't waste your time. She's going to die. Why? God said, I've warned her again and again. She refused to stop sinning. It will embarrass you to hear that she was the wife of a pastor. Please, Lord, help me. And I began to quote the Bible to God. You are rich in mercy. You don't want the death of sinners. Let her become conscious so that I can try again. I came back, laid a hand on her, the same process. The anointing flowed like warm oil down my hand, reached the top of the head, stopped and reversed. I ran back to the altar, began to quote the Bible to the one who wrote it. By the time I returned, she was dead. Oh, the Bible says, he who is often reproved hardeneth his neck will be destroyed suddenly without any remedy. Let's bow our heads. God created you for his pleasure. That's the greatest wonder of creation. He wanted every part of you to bring pleasure to him. If there's any part of your body that is not pleasing him, he wants to repair. He wants to put right. He wants to give you spare parts where need be. What is it that is standing between you and your healing? Child of God, ask God, please, Lord, reveal it to me so I can restitute my ways so that my healing can come. And those of you who have not even given your life to Jesus Christ before, why are you punishing yourself? Now you've heard the truth. Surrender your life to Jesus now. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to wash you clean with his powerful blood. He will save your soul. And then your healing will come. Talk to him. If you are just surrendering your life to Jesus, ask him to please have mercy on you. Ask him to save your soul. Promise him you will serve him from now till the end. And those of you already children of God, cry unto him, what is hindering my healing, Lord? Reveal it to me so I can restitute my ways so that my healing can flow. Thank you, my Father, In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Savior, I bless your holy name for your word once again. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for the word that you have made plain to us. I know we were all made for your pleasure. And if anything is wrong with our body, you have more than sufficient ability to put everything right. First and foremost, I'm committing to your hands all those who are seeking for salvation today. Please, Father, save their souls. Amen. Let your blood wash away their sins. Amen. Write their names in the book of life. Amen. And answer their prayer by fire. Amen. And Lord God Almighty, every one of your children who is sick in any form whatsoever, who is incomplete in any form whatsoever, tonight, if there's anything that is standing between them and the answer to their prayers, Father, reveal it to them. Amen. Give them the grace to restitute. Amen. And Father, let your healing power flow through them. Amen. Let this day be a day that they will never forget. Amen. And please, Lord, very soon let there be millions of testimonies. Amen. That we will be able to praise you more. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. 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 Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, those of you who have given your life to Jesus Christ, I congratulate you. I would love to hear from you very, very soon, so I can keep on praying for you. Those of us who are children of God, any time that God looks down and he sees any part of our body not functioning well, it brings displeasure to him. Let us spend quality time tonight and say, Lord God Almighty, if there's anything at all that is hindering my healing, reveal it tonight so I can put my ways right. Oh, the doctors will tell you it is old age. The Bible says Moses was 120 years old. He was virile. He was strong at 120. And there are very few of us who are 120 yet. Let's cry to the Almighty God. And say, I'm not just asking to be healed. I want to be whole. I want to be strong. Let's go ahead and cry unto the Almighty God.